Well, go get your microwave popcorn because we're going to the movies. The time has come to rotate the histone-octamer core about the X, Y, and Z axes so we can finally see what this thing actually looks like in three dimensions. The first two views we shall examine, the X-axis rotation and the Y-axis rotation, are of general interest only. But the third view we shall see is critical to our understanding of histone binding to DNA, according to current theory, and also according to the somewhat novel theory we are going to present in part two of this series. We'll start with the first two general interest views. Here's what you see if you rotate the histone octamer core about the X-axis.